1450 KBMW.
Hey, good morning. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, got a partly cloudy sky. 29 degrees. Welcome to our Tuesday talk round. It continues here, and as we do every Tuesday, talking the world of real estate with Steve Dietrich from Action Realty. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Good to have you in.
It's good to be here.
Do we want to talk about this?
You
came in shaking your head, and as far as our rates go,
yep, they're on their way up, and I had not checked them for at least a week to week and a half, and mm-hmm. I checked them yesterday, and I was a little surprised at how much they've jumped, and makes a huge difference on some of these payments.
Have you seen a jump like this in your career?
Well, yeah, I have in the past, but it was quite a few years back because we've been hanging out in that 3% and 4% range
forever,
for a long time,
right?
And now Ukraine and inflation and all these things are taking a hit,
coming together. So yeah. What does that mean? I mean, if you're looking, obviously we're talking about payments increasing.
Yep. Exactly.
And by, like you said, in some instances by $200-$300.
Yep. It can raise a payment in a hurry. And you look at a $300,000 house right now, and if that interest rate is a percent and a quarter higher than it was before, you know, you're looking at $300 more a month in your house payment just because of an interest rate. And that's a real big impact on you. So I guess I'm going to tell people out there that if you have been pre-approved and you did that, you know, maybe a month ago, you need to go back in and pre-approve because it's a significant jump in your payment.
Boy, that would come as quite a shock if you didn't know that was happening, and all of a sudden it's like, well, here's a $300 difference.
Yep, and pretty soon they're going to say, I can't afford that house. Now we have to move down in price, and when you've seen stuff at that range that's that nice, sometimes it's hard to settle for less.
So this is a big question I got to ask now that we're talking about it. So what is it going to take now that they've risen to this point? What is it going to take to bring it back down?
Well, I think it's just going to take some time, and I certainly hope that it does. You know, one of the types of things that, you know, I was studying pretty hard yesterday was they have, the adjustable rate mortgage again, you know, with a 10-year lock, and then they will readjust the rate in 10 years. Well, I'm going to make the assumption that before 10 years from now, you'll probably have a chance to go in and refinance that rate because mm-hmm. the rates will come back down. But, you know, until they do, you just never know that for sure. But I've got to make some kind of assumption here that, you know, rates will come back down again here. But how soon, I don't know. And, you know, on TV, I was watching this morning and they're saying that, you know, that the housing market has definitely slowed mm-hmm. nationally, too.
So what does that do for a realtor when they see something like this? I mean, do you get nervous about this, or is it something, like I say, in your career that you've seen before and you go, I guess we'll just wait it out?
Well, you have to wait it out, you know. You'll start hearing the word contract for deed or some of these other little ways to do things. Maybe start to rear its ugly little head again.
Right. Well, we've talked about that many times before, the contract for deed, too. And there are certain catches to that, and there are certain pros and cons to that, too.
Yes, there are. You know, and obviously it involves more on the seller's side because of the risk they take, you know, for having somebody come in, and then they're the bank. And mm-hmm. if something goes wrong, they take the hit, too.
Right.
So, it's something you definitely have to be concerned about and look at all the angles.
Right, and buying and selling. I want to ask you this, too, because I was thinking of this earlier this morning. When someone's selling a home, do you ever get caught up in price negotiation or the compromise with that? If you go into it as a realtor, someone wants this much for their home, and you go, that's a little steep, or it's not enough. Do you get caught up in that a lot as a realtor in trying to negotiate a price?
Yeah, you can. You know, sellers, some just have no clue. You know, they're waiting for you to tell them, you know, mm-hmm. and others have kind of an idea. And, you know, you always get that person down the block who finds out about something and tells those people that, you know, you're selling it way too low and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, my comment always is, hey, come on in and buy it, you know.
Right.
If you think it's too low, you're getting a good deal. So, but, you know, it's just something that will be governed by all the factors involved. And right now, interest rates are part of it. And certainly the upper end housing is going to be more directly affected just because it's bigger numbers.
Right.
you know, the lower ends, and I say lower end, maybe 150 under, isn't quite as directly impacted just because the numbers aren't as big.
Exactly. So when you do look at a home and you're working with it, and you mentioned, you know, some people selling homes kind of don't have a clue where they're going. What do you look for as a realtor when you walk into a home?
Well, you know, I guess the first thing I always like to do is start in the basement and work my way up, you know, on a house, because, you know, you want to have a good structure under you.
Right.
So that any fixing you do down the road doesn't go for naught, if you will. You know, so you kind of start in the basement level of the house and then work your way up. And you certainly are looking at the cosmetics, the colors. Is it in today's world, or is there a lot of things that need to be changed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, you know, the things that I always study the most, I think, on older homes is certainly the siding, the roof, and the heating systems, you know, because, and windows.
Right.
Those are all expensive items.
They refer to those as the bones of the house, right?
Correct. Yeah. And if all those things need to be worked on, you know, we're going to be talking some dollars here, or the buyer is going to discount the house for those items when they go in to make offers.
Right.
And so it's a direct impact. So, you know, there's a lot of factors in there right now, but the one that's just really sticking out right now at me is the interest rates, because that's now going to be a factor.
Right. Well, Steve, get in there and do something about it.
I'm working on it.
Help us out. Steve, great information. If people want to know more, they can contact you at Action Realty.
Absolutely.
All right. Steve, always great to have you in here every Tuesday, my friend. Have a good rest of the week.
Thank you. You're the same.
All right. We talk real estate with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. We do it every Tuesday at right around 9:10 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.